There are too many companies that are still sitting in the on the fence when it comes to climate change.
Yeah, they're sitting on the fence, or they're straddling both sides, some of them. So some companies are sort of backing this future with renewable energy or energy efficient products or whatever it is, at the same time as still being in the carbon intensive fossil fuel economy. And they're trying to defend the status quo and do a dabble in this future. And frequently they're conflicting in terms of their advocacy as well. So they're sort of saying one thing publicly and then saying another thing behind closed doors. So there's some sat on the fence and then some playing both ends against the middle. And they need to step up and decide which side of history they're on.
Well, what is going to make them step up? I mean, what is it, you know, because they're sitting on a fence for a reason, aren't they?
I think the good thing that's that you can see from the momentum that's building on climate again now, we can say climate's back on the agenda in the boardroom for business leaders and politically in a way it hasn't been since just before Copenhagen. And I think that will bring, there's lots of good people who want to do the right thing if they can see the business case. People are looking at it again. And I think with the rallying cries we're hearing from many people saying, come on, step up, I'm confident that we'll see a new, louder, broader voice from business. But we're also going to see, because this is disruptive now, so this is changing energy systems, changing transport systems, changing the way we deliver goods and services and the materials they're made from. So we're also going to see a stronger no camp. So we need to really, really mobilise positive business. Anybody that hears this in business, it's time to put this at the top of your public affairs agenda.
And when companies say, oh, it's the regulatory environment, that needs to change first, what do you say to that?
Then you either be at the table or you're part of the menu. So go in and have a conversation with your policymakers, because the companies that want to see another 200 years of fossil fuels, they are constantly going through and pushing policymakers to defend fossil fuel subsidies and defend regulations that protect their businesses. The businesses that want to see a clean revolution and a better future are not as active. Some are, but nowhere near enough. The silent majority has to speak up.
And very briefly, at what point should progressive business actually really speak out against the companies that are holding change back?
I think that everybody can safely engage with the policymakers and say what the world they want. But I think we have to be prepared to call out and say, the time is up. You're on the wrong side of history if you're defending this. We can manage transitions for pretty much all sectors. We are going to be using oil and gas for a long time into the future, even if we progress very rapidly on other things. But if you don't be on the wrong, find yourself on the wrong side of history.
Great. Thank you, Steve.